The greatest heist in world history. The global warming scam extreme climate leftists. Despite these facts, or perhaps because of them, Al Gore's rants have only grown more maniacal as time progresses. But they are only one example. The left is demanding that something must be done right now to avoid catastrophic climate change. In early March, the New York Times cited a recent report by the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC, with the headline, "Climate Change is Speeding Toward Catastrophe." Earth is likely to cross a critical threshold for global warming within the next decade, and nations will need to make an immediate and drastic shift away from fossil fuels to prevent the planet from overheating dangerously beyond that level. Commenting on the report, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said, "The climate time bomb is ticking. But today's IPCC report is a how-to-guide to defuse the climate time bomb. It is a survival guide for humanity. This report is a clarion call to massively fast-track climate efforts by every country and every sector and on every time frame. In short, our world needs climate action on all fronts, everything, everywhere, all at once." Climate time bomb? One would think this should be cause for genuine alarm. However, note that the IPCC website has a disclaimer. IPCC endeavors to ensure, but cannot and does not guarantee the accuracy, accessibility, integrity and timeliness of the information available on its website, emphasis added. How many websites have a disclaimer regarding supposed facts, the accuracy of which cannot be guaranteed, especially on such an important topic? Yet, immediate and drastic changes to the entire world economy are necessary? The IPCC was caught in a massive lie by the Wall Street Journal in 1996 when it deleted conclusions contained in the report The Science of Climate Change 1995, approved for publication. The deleted lines read, "None of the studies cited above has shown clear evidence that we can attribute the observed climate changes to the specific cause of increases in greenhouse gases. No study to date has positively attributed all or part of the climate change observed to date to anthropogenic, man-made causes. Any claims of positive detection of significant climate change are likely to remain controversial until uncertainties in the total natural variability of the climate system are reduced." There are many more lies, too numerous to count. But one in particular should be mentioned. We all have seen the iconic pictures of a lone polar bear floating on a small piece of ice, implying that the bears will drown as polar ice receded due to global warming. For years, the Canadian government has fought activist efforts to declare the polar bear a threatened species because Canadian government knows better. Bear populations are not declining, they are growing. As of 2021, polar bear populations are the highest they've been in 60 years. Past estimates have ranged from 26,000 to 31,000 bears, but the actual population could be as high as 58,000. Susan Crockford, a zoologist with 40 years of experience studying Arctic animals, concludes, "There is no existential emergency for polar bears or any other Arctic sea mammals due to declining summer sea ice, despite continued messages of doom from remorseless experts." In the next installment, proposed efforts to reduce greenhouse gas emissions will not save the planet. The greatest heist in world history. The global warming scam. The lie. Carbon is not a poison. Extreme climate leftists. Save the planet?